Welcome back, folks. I don't know about you, but since I became of age, I get this magazine from the AARP. And every time I do, I sit down and I read through it, some incredibly interesting articles, always about lifestyle, culture, cost of items and things, some really important information that I've actually incorporated in my life in so many different ways. Because they point out the obvious and from a slant that really makes a lot of sense to me. And more often than not, I didn't think about it in that context. And most recently, I opened my recent AARP bulletin up, and it had 99 great ways to save. And it started, you know, kind of perusing through, and I said, well, this makes sense. That makes sense. Let me get this guy on the show. So he's with us today, David Brindley, deputy editor of AARP Bulletin and the AARP, the magazine. David, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me. It's great to be here.
David, y'all do a great job in the presentation of a lot of different issues that are important to, dare I call myself a senior now, seniors. we appreciate same. Tell us about the motivation behind this, the 99 ways to save and where. And you guys have done this for a long time. I want to say for, what, almost two decades now, right?
Yeah, nearly two decades. So this is actually our 16th edition. And every year it's a crowd favorite. Our readers love it because who doesn't love to save a buck? That's what the motivation is behind us doing this every single year. And every year we have new and different tips.
No, absolutely. So let's talk about a few.
Sure. Yeah. So here's the surprising thing: an everyday expense that your listeners can help avoid. So that is, if you keep some appliances plugged in, even when they're not on, they're zapping electricity. So those are appliances like TV or a computer, because they have standby mode. So an easy way to save 10%, up to 10% on your electricity, is to just unplug those, or even better yet, put them into a power surge protector and turn the power surge protector off when you're not using it. Likewise, you can save a lot of money on energy costs in your hot water heater. So hot water heaters typically are set at 140 degrees. If you lower it to 120 degrees, you can save up to $400 a year. That's just an easy way to save money every single day.
And folks right away will say, especially with the TV, well, that's a pain in the neck. Well, you know, the reality is when I see that, I recognize, well, wait, let's see, I got four bedrooms. I'm now an empty nester. So three bedrooms, TVs are plugged in, smart TVs. You know, it's rare that someone is here. Every now and again it happens. It's easy. You can just go turn it on at that point in time and just leave the ones that you predominantly are using each and every day if you don't want to be inconvenienced, right?
Absolutely. That's a great way to look at it, definitely. And it's a simple way to save money.
So a lot of folks develop, and y'all talk about this all the time, these everyday habits of doing things in a certain way or at a certain time and don't really reflect upon maybe there's other times of the day that it's better to do that. You gain a better benefit. And maybe, you know, that cup of coffee that you go into the coffee shop and getting that costs about, I don't know, could be as high as $7 now today. Who knows? Every time I go, it gets more and more expensive. There might be a different way of doing that, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, there, you know, a lot of these tips just rely on some flexibility in your lifestyle. So, for example, when you're planning a trip, if you can leave, say, a little bit earlier or a little bit later and not to travel during peak times, you'll often be able to save a lot of money on that plane reservation or a train ride. It's an easy way to save money. Flexibility. Likewise, if you're on a flight or if a flight is overbooked, you can volunteer to take a later flight, and your airline will likely give you a voucher of, say, up to $1,000 that you can use on a later trip. And you can also ask for free upgrades, like flying first class.
So when we're talking about habits, what are some examples that that are costing people money and they don't even really – I know you pointed out one about TVs, but are there others?
Sure. This is interesting. So studies have shown that people who pay with cash regularly tend to spend less money overall. That's probably because, you know, you don't – who wants to pull out your wallet and pluck down 20s, 20s, 20s? So you're more aware of how much you're spending if you use cash. Plus, if you use cash, a lot of the small businesses are passing on the credit card fees that they get from the major credit card issuers to the customers. So you can avoid those credit card fees by paying cash at those small businesses, or even we see this every day at gas stations.
Yeah. You know, we have a bad habit when we go grocery shopping. We always overshop. I'm convinced that we do it when we're hungry. Every time it has to be. And then a week later, we find ourselves having to rid ourselves of, you know, a fairly substantial amount of food product, which is completely and totally wasteful. So what are some of the ways to cut grocery costs?
Well, you pointed out a good point. If you go to this grocery store when you're hungry, you're likely to have more impulse buys. So just have a snack before you go to the store, and, you know, maybe that'll stop you from grabbing those pretzels off the aisle. And while you're looking at those aisles, pay attention to not only what's at eye level, because that's where stores tend to put the priciest products. So look above and look below for deals that you may not be aware of. And one tip that I always do is I go to the self-checkout lane. That way, I can avoid those last-minute impulse buys when you're standing around waiting for a cashier. And when you're scanning your items, if something is really expensive, you can say, I don't want that. You can put it away, and you can save money immediately.
Yeah. And, at one time, there people believed that there was a huge difference between, like, brand name versus store name products.
Mm-hmm.
What advice do you have relative to that issue?
Well, there can be a difference, but sometimes it doesn't matter. Like if you're using, if you're making a tomato soup, for example, does it matter if it's, the brand name or the store bought? It's practically the same thing. So it just depends on what you need. So for example, some people like to buy Cheerios and not the off-brand, but if they want to have raisins, sometimes the store brand raisins are just as good as the national products.
Yeah, and you find sometimes they're actually produced by the same people too, right? If you want to do a little bit of research.
Yeah, that can be the case. Yeah.
So credit cards, mortgages, any recommendations there? You know, you're in somewhat volatile interest rates, things of that nature.
Yeah, well, not so much in terms of interest rates, because maybe it's already locked in. But here's a really smart move in order to make your money work harder for you. So if you pay half your monthly mortgage every 2 weeks, you'll end up making one extra monthly payment each year. That cuts down interest and can help you pay off your loan faster. The same principle applies to credit cards. If you're carrying a balance, if you make two payments every month, that will also decrease the amount of interest that you owe at the end of each month.
And one observation is usually the minimum is the interest accrued for that previous month, right, the minimum payment. So if you're only making minimum payments, you're really only covering interest.
Right, and that way it makes it really, really hard to get out of that credit card debt. So if you can pay more than the minimum, but even if the same amount of money, say you're paying $100, if you pay that twice a month, two $50 payments, you're still going to save some money on the interest.
Yeah, yeah. You guys also recommend cash might be the best way to pay for meals when you go out. Obviously, more and more people are taking those credit card transaction fees and placing that on the consumer.
Right.
It's almost every restaurant you go to now. I mean, there's very few that don't do it any longer.
Exactly, yeah. So if you do pay with cash, you're not going to have to incur that extra fee. And, you know, going out for dinner is really expensive. So even 3% on $100 is $3 that you can save right off the top. Really simple savings that add up. These small savings add up to pretty substantial savings over the course of a year.
Now, you guys have done calculations that if you just, you know, and I don't remember exactly how y'all put it, but it was though if you adopted just, let's just say, half of these things, I think folks would be surprised as to how much money they would save monthly.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you adopt half, you could save tens of thousands of dollars a year. But like I said, not every tip is going to apply to everyone. So, you know, choose what makes sense for you and your family and your budget and apply those. And like I said, those small changes and savings can really add up over the course of a year.
David, y'all get feedback from your readers. What do most people tell you, you know, after they read the 99 great ways to save, you know, that they've implemented or they've, you know, decided to do and they realize right away, wow, this was easy.
Yeah, this is actually our most popular issue of the bulletin each year. Like I said, we've been doing this for 16 years, and it's a perennial reader favorite. And we get lots of feedback from them. One of my favorite things is when they say, oh, you had great tips, but here's another tip for your readers. So we'll put those into the issue, and then it becomes 101 tips, and it can go on forever.
And is that how a lot of this has been developed, is people writing in saying, I tried this and this is what it yielded?
Sometimes, yeah. We'll take some of those tips, and if we don't publish them during the year, we'll publish them the following year. But we've been working on this. We started working on this last December. We worked with three freelance writers, and they got in touch with experts, dozens of experts around the country, to provide, you know, really great tips. I think we started with 160 tips, and we winnowed it down to the top 99. So it's a real labor of love, but, you know, our readers really appreciate it. It's a great way to help our readers, you know, save money. A lot of our readers are on, you know, limited income, and so this is just a great way that we can, as an organization, help our readers age better.
Absolutely. And if people want to see the 99 ways to save, they can go to aarp.org/99 ways to save. So
absolutely,
check it out, folks. You'll find it very, very interesting. And sign up for that, for the bulletin and the magazine. They're free, if my memory serves me correct, right?
They're free for members, yes.
Yeah. And AARP provides a lot of fabulous information all the time, and some discounts on always a little tidbit here, a tidbit there that can make a difference.
Absolutely.
David Brindley, thank you so much for joining us, Deputy Editor of AARP Bulletin and AARP the Magazine. Have a great 4th of July weekend.
Thanks so much for having me. Take care.
Thank you. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.